You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. The city of Montreal is set to rename the street which carries the name of Geoffrey Amherst, a former English military commander whose desire was to exterminate the race of indigenous people by giving them blankets infected with smallpox. Amherst Street, the street that runs from the city's old port to La Fontaine Park, will be renamed in honor of an indigenous person. A committee composed of indigenous people has been considering several indigenous figures to name the street after. The committee will reveal their selection on June 21st, which is National Indigenous Peoples Day. According to CTV News, several names have been already suggested, including Huron Chief Kondjaronk, a key figure in the 1701 treaty called the Great Peace of Montreal.
Very emotional for me to be here today, as I remember and I try to select a few fond memories of my years here at Western. Could have been my earliest memory of driving in off the 401 with a sign that said, "Thank you, fathers, for dropping off your virgin daughters."
This was music composer and pianist Stefan Macchio addressing graduating students and their families at Western University's 313th convocation in London, Ontario. His speech sparked controversy as many people thought it was offensive and demeaning towards women. Macchio not only referenced his arrival in London in the early 90s that caught some off guard, but he also recited a song largely seen as degrading to the women of Delaware Hall, an all-female residence. Western University has apologized for what it called unacceptable and inappropriate remarks made at a convocation ceremony. Macchio also released a statement posted on the university's website apologizing for his comments that he called inappropriate. In international news, four people were charged with causing the crash of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17, the passenger flight which was shut down over eastern Ukraine in 2014 as it was en route from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. According to investigators, three Russians and a Ukrainian have been charged with bringing a missile into the plane, murdering 298 passengers and crew. International arrest warrants have been issued for the four suspects, and a court case will begin in the Netherlands in March 2020. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the CJLO Session Special. Today we're joined by the amazing, multi-talented Laura Bardsley, a.k.a. Blue Odor, a.k.a. Punk Dye. She's going to play a few Blue Odor songs for us here in the CJLO studio. Stay tuned.
Great.
Yeah.
on the verdict run, baby. Even though the half of it is politics, is necessarily late. Leading through the garden paths of tears for fearless bravery. You and me and the devil make three. She forgave me.
Are you looking to advertise your upcoming event at an affordable price? CJLO's got you covered. From on-air ads to website banners and even live broadcasts, we got it all. Check out www.cjlo.com/advertise for more information and the ways we can help you promote your event. CJLO, we're getting louder.
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip. It's an hour of music by Pink Floyd. It's Craig Bailey, your host for an hour from the dark side of the moon. An hour of Pink Floyd, Floydian Slip, every Tuesday night at midnight, right here on 1690 AM CJLO. Learn more online at floydianslip.com.
Hi, everybody. Bonjour. We are the Muslim Republic, and you are listening to CJLO Concordia
University. I'm Laura Bradley of Blue Order, and you are listening to CJLO Sessions.
Oh, That's it.
We just heard a performance by Blue Odour, aka Laura Bardsley, here in the CJLO oven. You're listening to the CJLO session special here on 1690 AM, also streaming online on our website at cjlo.com. In just a second, you're going to hear a nice chat that I had with Laura talking about her process, making music, and cracking a few jokes. So stay tuned. I'm here in the CJLO studio with Laura Bardsley, aka Punk Guy, aka Blue Odour. Anything else we should shout out?
No, I write poetry too, but that's like, don't worry about that. It'll come out in the song.
So. Okay, that's true. Yeah, but yeah, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Yeah, so we just heard a few tracks, and there was one at the end there that I hadn't heard before and was very excited to hear. It was very like PC music.
Yes.
I love the pitched up vocals.
Thank you.
That's
plus
always done it for me. Yeah.
Minus one semitone and the plus one semitone. It's weird.
Yeah. But it was sweet. I mean, pretty different if anybody listening is familiar with like Blue Odour's, no wave roots. Like,
yeah.
Does this feel indicative of a new direction for you?
Yeah, I think so. But it's also like for the last album, because now I'm performing solo and like making music solo because Matteo moved back to Italy and Lord Donahue is doing other stuff, which is sick. But it's just like different. So it's kind of been like a natural progression of me as I use the computer more and more, using less like going towards more of like a computer kind of electronic sound. So, yeah. I think it definitely is indicative of a new direction that I want to do. And I do want to kind of sound like PC music, which is funny because like when it first came out, I was like, I hate this. But now it was because like the freak, I think I like you. I think I do. And I was like, this is like creepily naive to me. Like this makes me grossed out. But then Sophie's like stuff is so sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like it. And like Sev DeLiza, have you ever listened to her?
I haven't.
She's freaking amazing.
Okay.
So I've just been listening to a lot of like minimalist, almost like electronic music, but then I just make so many layers on top of one another. You know, when you want to, you're like, I'm gonna make a song that sounds like this, and then you make the song and it doesn't really sound that much like the original thing, but it's your own.
I think that's a good way to do it though.
Oh yeah,
I think it was Nick Schofield who I saw like maybe last summer, and he was saying that was something that he did, where an album that he created came out of kind of just like covering this other album and then changing it and changing it and changing it until it had become a totally new thing, but just as like a starting point of like, okay, I'm going to try and sound like this and then I'm going to make it more and more my own.
Yeah. I guess that's how we all kind of start, right? Too. Cause we're like, oh, I want to learn that song guitar so I know how to play it or something. And then. Like,
right. Totally. Yeah.
Or like singing like it.
Did you play covers in high school?
Yeah. I learned a lot of Bright Eyes covers. some Green Day, some White Stripes, some Modest Mouse, and some Pink Floyd. I think Wish You Were Here. So wish I like remembered that whole solo because it's so sick. Beauty, 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 beauty.
Amazing.
Yeah. I was going to ask you if you played covers in high school.
Barely. I played in one band that played some covers.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I didn't play with bands at all. I was just like me and my guitar at my house.
Yeah.
Or maybe like with friends.
Yeah.
But you played in cool bands.
Tried.
Do you do a battle of the bands?
I never did. I never did a battle of the bands.
They missed out.
Thanks, Laura.
No problem. Your antics.
Did you do one?
No. I remember going to them. It was before, this sounds really stupid, but it was before I kind of realized that I could actually be in a band.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think that like...
Yeah, it doesn't sound stupid. You, I know that.
You
feeling.
Understand. And especially, like it's just, it seems weird, but somehow you just don't, So it was kind of before I was like, oh, my friends are in bands and I like watching the music.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, no, I actually just also wanted to be on that stage.
Totally. Yeah. That's a good realization to come to and like, you know, overstep those hurdles or whatever.
Exactly.
And then I like leave them in your dust.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, oh, yeah, freaking playing a guitar with your tongue. And you're like, this is in the dust now, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're doing way cooler things than that dude I saw play a guitar with his tongue in high school.
I remember seeing somebody finger tap on bass like 2 years ago and I couldn't handle it. And I don't know why I had such... I was just like, no, no. I don't. Why? Oh, man. Yeah. Hopefully Blue Odour will have a new album out. I'm going to release a single, that single that I played, and then another single, and send them to different record companies. Hopefully one of them will give me money to then make an album, which would be sick. Just want to have a video budget.
Yeah. If anybody with a record label is listening.
Yeah. /OKGo. Can you guys like hook me up? Seems like you guys figured out the video budget thing pretty good.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting though. And you released something not too long ago. Hyacinth?
Yeah. I released it. It was like a full length, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of like feel like a hyacinth, so it's like a bulbous perennial herb, so it's like something that it will die, but then the bulb stays and will come back the next year. So kind of like this phoenix type of like kind of rebirth that's like embedded within the concept of the hyacinth that I thought was really cool. And it's like pretty electronic. There's definitely still some like band songs. I was actually thinking of releasing a remixes album of Hyacinth.
Wow.
And maybe if you wanted to do a remix of one of the songs. Because I was like,
I would do that.
Yeah, you want to do it?
Yeah, I would.
Sick. Which song do you want
to
do?
Oh, I don't know. I need to listen to it. I'm not a song person. I listen to, I usually will put on a whole album and be like, and then someone's like, which one you like? I'm like,
I don't know the one that came after that one.
Exactly. The one that went like this.
Yeah.
But
I know. Who knows song names? We're not carrying around iPods anymore.
Exactly. I put on a cassette tape
yeah.
in the car and
yeah,
listen
the car.
To it start to finish.
It's not like, all right, track 4, name is Wish You Were Here, Pink Floyd. Like,
should
no,
people do that on their tapes? Introduce the songs and totally ruin the continuity of the album?
Oh my God. Unless you kind of did it like, you know how sometimes I feel like every Spanish radio station I've listened to where it's like, there's like loud music, but then the like the DJ will come in and be like, oh yeah, da-da-da, like during over
yeah.
top it, and they like titch down the music like during the drops.
Totally true. Like, that's a move.
Yeah. So yeah, you can yeah. be like, hello dear listeners, thank you tuning and drop out. The next track up here is this. Wonder if you could yeah, maybe.
Something to try.
Like a Dance Mix 95 groove too. So you have like there all the songs are melded into one another, but you have the voiceover.
Exactly.
That's a good idea.
That could be good. That could be a good one for the remix album.
Yeah, that's true. Whose voice should I get? Who is the most sultry voice?
Kawhi Leonard. I'm outing myself as a basketball fan.
I don't even know who that is. Is that the one that tore his Achilles?
No, no, that's
Kobe
Kevin
Bryant?
Durant.
Oh, see, I don't know. They sound the same. Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant. That's like
that's pretty similar names. What I wanted to ask you about, in addition to Blue Odor, you've also got this super sick project called Punk Dye.
Yeah, Punk Dye. Some people call it Punk D, but whatever you want. It's like a cacti. I make an album every month with a different collaborator. And then when I present it live, I do like performance art where I'm a disillusioned office worker in the late stages or grappling with late stage capitalism. But the best part is that I like complain about my boss and how I work for Punk Dye Enterprises, but I'm the only one that works there. So like when I'm calling to get a raise, I'm on hold because I'm on the phone.
It's a good show.
It's pretty fun.
Do you have any shows coming up that
I
people
do.
Can go to?
I just agreed to play on July 2nd at Brasserie Bobien with Evie, which is Evan from Fountains Rap Rock. Yeah, it's happening.
I didn't know that existed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
Fountain,
excited.
Chance is not doing stuff right now, but Rap Rock is still happening. And then a few other. Casual Hex.
Okay.
It's another band. I think they're from New York.
Cool.
And somebody else, but yeah.
That's July 2nd at Brasserie Bobien.
Yes, it is. I'm not sure what day of the week it is, so don't call me on that, but it's at 9 p.m. It's probably going to be great and cheap, so you should come.
Yeah.
Real good promo guy. We can control the lights. Somebody wants to do the lights while I'm performing, I always forget.
Yeah, they do have different colored lights
yeah,
there.
It's like a little pedal board. I just, and you can control it on stage. I never do.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm. That's cool though. Yeah, and your most recent Punk Dye album was with longtime Blue Odor collaborator.
Yeah.
Laura Donahue.
Yeah.
How was that? Like working together in that different capacity?
It was so fun. Honestly, like I just pretty much, because like Punk Dye, as you know, is all about like just like having fun and kind of just like, I'll start recording whenever we start making noise. And Laura and I just had like so many hilarious jams. We were just like completely zoned out. And we did it in like 3 hours. And I had like 75 minutes of music or something to go through. And so we ended up with like 15 tracks. It was like, I think it's 20, 15 minutes long or 20 minutes long. But it was so fun. It was definitely like a really like meditative thing too, because her partner just moved to New York too, so she was like got some feels to get out, and it was good. Mm. And also so many jokes, just being like licking batteries.
Yeah, Laura's kind of always on, but in a really yeah. unassuming way, like, you know, she'll just, or you never see it coming, and then she just drops like a really funny,
she just zings you. Yeah,
zings you, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. She's a zinger. Zinger.
Zinger.
Yeah, one time she was in, I think I told you this, but one time she was in the hospital and she had like fallen on her face and like had to get jaw surgery, but I asked her mom, Phyllis, what she would swim in if she could swim in anything that wasn't water, and then Laura from the bed was just like, money. I was like, what the hell, man, you're so on right now. She was like, mm. I was like, you're on so many like painkillers, how do you even just this on
still on?
Yeah,
it's always going.
Yeah, those quiet stoic people, you're gonna zing ya.
Comedic genius. Yeah, quiet true. Comedic genius.
Ah, so nice.
Amazing. So you've been doing Punk Dive for 27 months?
Yes. Yeah.
I think July will be the 28th month.
Yes. And then it's funny because in August I turned 29 and it's the 29th album.
That lined up perfectly.
It's the only time where it's going to line up too. It's really weird because, like, you know, month to
the... Who will be your birthday collaborator?
Me. It's going to be me.
It's going to be me.
I heard that on the radio recently, that actual song, and I was like, oh, man, this is good. That's right. It's going to be me. But yeah, and Greg, I actually have a return offender. Greg, my partner who makes music under Wolg, he did, I think we did 13 together. Yeah, one more than 12, seven plus, I don't know. It's just like a really long title of the album that just means it's all of them mean 13. It's just like different ways of saying 13. But we're going to do another one, hopefully soon. I just realized he's left for New York today for a week. So it's probably going to be later in this month because I haven't booked it yet. Mm. Make sure to always do your stuff you have to do in the month, like in the middle of the month.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess like overall, what's it been like having all these different collaborators? Like, what are some fun moments or also like challenges that you faced?
It's been kind of insane. Like, it's weird because it's just this thing that keeps happening. Like, it keeps going. And so like, it seems like a lot, but it's also not a lot just because it's just something that I've incorporated into my life where I'm like, oh yeah, it's another month's gone by, time for another Punk Dive album. But I really like it as like a way of actually like recording my life, of like seeing who I was spending time with or hung out with, or like in a specific, like how I was feeling or somebody else was feeling who I like did the session with at that specific time. And it's always like a really good one-on-one hangout too, which is really nice. The downfalls are that sometimes I lose faith in my own musical ability, or I just feel like I'm like, wee-oo, wee-oo. And this other person's like, boo-doo-doo-doo-doo, boo-boo-boo. And I'm like, I'm like, wow, I'm making the stupidest sounds right now. I don't know, I get kind of like self-conscious.
Yeah.
And then also grappling between being like, this is important and I love no wave music, and being like, am I just making shitty noise? Then like, what's the point? But there's no point to anything. And then like, I just like, sometimes it's hard not to waver a little bit and like not always like to not, I don't know how to say that, to like have confidence in yourself the whole time, I think. Especially just because I work with so many other talented people. And it's also just like a very laissez-faire kind of project. So sometimes I'm just like sometimes I'm like, are people proud of this? Or did they not like it? Or like, I just don't know how people feel about the sessions too.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. How did you feel?
I love doing our session. Yay. It was so fun. I would do it again in a heartbeat. Oh my God, it was super fun. Also, because like, I also find like, I often feel really self-conscious, and like when people suggest jamming, I'm always kind of like, oh, it's like a dirty word for me. I'm like, oh, jam? Like, I don't know.
Moist? Jam?
Yeah, because I'm like, yeah, I feel similarly. Like, all our friends are so talented, and like, Montreal is full of so many really impressively talented musicians. Yeah. And like, so yeah, going into a setting like that, I'm like, oh, Laura plays music so good.
And I'm like, oh, Piper plays music great. Like, sick degrees. And I'm like, doop, pew, pew.
That's how I feel. It took me so long to stop referring to my music as bleep bloop music.
Aww, yeah.
But mostly I just don't bleep and bloop anymore. Yeah. Now I don't know what I do.
You could bleep bloop again. Now you're kind of like a shh.
Yeah, I am more like a shh.
It's like a wash where it's like.
I'm working on some bleep bloops now. Though,
yay!
So.
Yeah, just like an occasional casual bleep bloop.
That's
a
it,
bleep
yeah.
here, a bloop there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's like, it's kind of refreshing to hear people, I don't know, just like actually address their insecurities around music and creation.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people feel, I don't know if it's like they feel the pressure to do it or are just this confident, but so many people have just this like
yeah.
unshakably confident air and like, you know, they do their music and they mm-hmm. put it out mm-hmm. and they're like, yeah, this is what I do. But you don't always see the side of the like, should I be doing this? Am yeah. I good at this?
The self-doubt and stuff. Yeah. yeah. Especially when you interact with stuff like, I don't know, like a lot of other like fellow bands or groups or projects, like interacting with them through social media, it's like you only get their best sides and then you're like, wow, my life is shit. When it's like you also don't get them being like, I feel like shit because I drank last night and like I didn't eat anything and I don't have money till tomorrow. Like you don't yeah. get those sides of them. And so that's something you kind of need to remember always too, I think. Because social media is kind of weird like that, where it makes yeah. me feel really strange.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when you're only seeing somebody's like very curated.
Yeah. I don't really curate that much.
No, your social media is a lot of fun also because it's like hybrid, like personal.
Just a meme
page,
account.
Fan page, meme account. Follow Blue O'Dur.
Well, it's because I really like memes.
Me too.
I want to share them, and that's the easiest way to do it. Piper makes amazing memes. There's Rude Oil Pipeline. How rude. Yeah, no, I think memes are important. And like personally, yeah, I guess it's the same kind of thing where I don't really want to curate mm-hmm. my life like that because like those things are all really important to who I am. Like even like I have like pictures of like an ex-boyfriend who like I hate and I'll never talk to again, like still on my Instagram, like not all the pictures, but I was like, I liked you at this point. Like mm-hmm. this is like who I was at this point. And so like I want to keep it up because I feel like deleting it, at least personally, I'm not like being honest with myself about all the places I've been and like what led me to now where I feel this way that I want to curate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But some people are really good at curating their Instagrams.
Yeah.
I don't really care. I don't think I want to do it. You just lose a lot of photos. It's like losing a phone.
Tragedy, the tragedy of losing
your
phone.
Way more of a chance you're going to look at those photos again if they're on your Instagram.
It's very true. That's kind of like, that's, I'm a new Instagram person. I've had it for like pretty much a year at this point, I think. I got it like last June. And yeah, it's been really nice to just like have like my favorite photos in one place.
Yeah.
And it's also nice when somebody's like, how was that? And you're like, well, here's the best four photos from the
exactly.
experience.
And like, I found that it does help a lot. Like people are like, oh, I saw that thing on the gram. Like, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. Or like, and it's kind of like a way of telling people things while also not.
Yeah.
Like having to, like, you can just take a video. I don't know, like I took a picture of myself after a bike accident. Everybody was like, oh, you got a bike accident. And I was like, this is the easiest way to tell people. / like, just, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then people would like, yeah.
Another punk dad question.
Okay.
If you could have any celebrity collaborator, who would it be?
Reggie Watts, for sure, would be really good. I also would really like to do with, like, Questlove would be really fun. It depends if people are down.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that I actually, this was crazy for me because I really loved Spencer Krug's bands. And on Twitter, I was like, he was like, I'm making an album this month or something, like gonna make an album. And I was like, I do this every month, blah blah blah. And I was like, would you like to do one with me? Because he actually replied, and I was like, oh, what, he knows who I am? And he was like, I don't think I could do that, just because I don't think I have like the willpower to do it. And I was like, cop out. But then, so I didn't get to do one with him, but that would be fun. I think it's interesting how many people kind of like don't really like the idea of doing it really fast. And also telling people that it actually has to be out at the end of the month, a lot of people don't really realize. Because they're like, oh, can I send you that picture next week? So I use childhood photos for the covers. And I'm like, no. I need it now. It has to be out before the end of the month. Just because I can't let it slide.
Yeah, I think that's good, though. I mean, I really appreciate the, like, the commitment to it.
Oh, but Erica Badu would be really fun, too.
Oh,
probably
hell
be
yeah.
the best one. She would just know what to do.
For sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do feel like for a lot of people, it's like kind of similar to the like curating your social media presence, like curating your artistic presence
yeah.
and like not wanting to let anything go that isn't like polished and ready and whatever. But like, I think that there's something to, I don't know. I think there's something to learn from your process of just like doing it and letting it go.
Exactly. And that's like, I think that's a really important part. It's just like, that's, it is what it is, but it's also like, there is beauty in that, but it's like the levels are off, but like it, that's it. Like there's only one take and it's like, that's how it sounds. Like, yeah. I kind of like that. I like how it is constrained in that way that you can't really do anything to it. Sometimes I'm like, oh crap, I wish I could only have the stems to do this. But I'm like, that was like on my old phone on a 4-track app. Like there's no way. And like trying to manage the folders of 27 things is, I just named it after people's names and everything. It's called track one. It's really bad. I think, yeah, it's important just to kind of like trust in the process. Because punk die is all about too, like when you were a kid, that's like why I liked using the childhood photos, is like when you're a child, you have like this confidence where you're just like, I'm just going to walk up to this flower and I'm going to like do something with it. And I'm going to turn around 3 times and all of this is very important to me. And I'm going to do it with like style and grace. And it's like, I want that blind confidence back. And so that's why I'm kind of trying to access and get other people to access. Just kind of like giving them random instruments. And I'm like, no, do that. No, go for it. Yeah. All right. And it always is better than you expect. Mark Grundy wasn't allowed to play the guitar, but then he made the cello sound like the guitar. Put it through a whammy pedal and it's like squelching.
Whoa.
I was like, Jesus. It was amazing.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much for coming in.
No problem. And my true pleasure. I'm really far away from everything else that I've ever been to in Montreal. It's great.
Yeah, we're out here in NDG.
We're out here in North Van. Montreal. Just kidding. It's cool. Loyola campus is really beautiful. And there's a really cool statue that I passed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And CGLO is awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. Before I let you go, where can people hear your music? Where can they find it?
On all streaming platforms, including YouTube. Just search up Blue Odor on literally anything. You got Deezer? We got it. You got, I don't know, Spotify? You got it. Pretty much anywhere. And also on blueodor.bandcamp.com. The easiest way. blueodeur.bandcamp.com. The odor part is French, like odeur.
The 19th edition of Suoni per il Popolo is here and it is bursting at the seams. Check out amazing creative music from around the world and down the block. We've got free jazz, noise, punk, new music, spoken word, musique actuelle, outworld, avant rock, sound art, and dance parties. It's all happening between June 4th and 23rd. All information can be found at suoniperilpopolo.org. Tickets are available online or at your favorite record stores.
Hello, I'm Rick Jason. Do you think all electronic music is the same? On Rick Sessions, we play everything, from the most energetic to the calm, from the euphoric to the gloomy, from the cutting edge of the music scene to tracks that have stood the test of time, from 100 BPM to 180 BPM, and everything in between. Plus, you'll get to listen to a weekly mix performed live by me. Rigged Sessions is on air every Thursday from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern, live only on CJLO 1690 AM and on CJLO.com.
Yeah, 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 what's up? It's your boy Ghetto Sox. Tuned in to CJLO 1690 AM Radio Montreal.
Welcome back. You are still listening to today's episode of the CJLO Session Special, broadcasting on 1690 AM out of the Loyola Concordia campus and also streaming online at CJLO.com. You just heard a really fun interview I had the chance to do with local musician and personal friend Laura Bardsley, aka Blue Odeur, aka Punk Die, earlier this week. She dropped by the station. And before all of that, we heard a really awesome live session that she performed here in the CJLO oven. If you want to hear that performance again, check out the archive of this episode on our website, cjlo.com, and also the CJLO SoundCloud page.
Here's a track from Blue Odeur's 2018 release, Hyacinth. This is Comfortable Cop.
And don't forget to tune in every Thursday at noon to hear a new episode of the CJLO Session Special here on 1690 AM. Keep listening. Thank you.
There's a better part for this, taking on the night. Sure say there's room to strive, like I'm bathing golden light. For years I've grown in my coldest soul, for a better part of this. I make a brand new start, I just take off like a plane. Run round the Mobius Strip through life, take on many names. And I sit in the old director's chairs, and then the tedious 3, 4, and 5 configuration. I lay my mind afloat, and hopefully answers come like small flecks of bright paint splatter splash at just right. Won't be the one who lose weight to fight, no will to find, no grudges. There's a stock moment. It's been had a few moments in the steam room. Throw your pants off and my thighs, and the peace don't survive all night. Waking up, playing the sand with the strangers in my phone. Four times we said we glowed. I'm writing my file, more chase typical. But I felt spare on the strange track. I count minutes of my young life, see them grow. Lately I've been cut through it, but I might try to be more apropos back then though. I'll maybe quit booze at the cold tea rooms, try to curse spite when I come loose, so I can love practically. Every time the one will fight back with me. Oh, this thing, can't tell. I feel a strike when you see my face melt. And though I sing in my true voice, baby, I can lie like the ring of a bell. You know it works once like a movie. And then I left myself my mystery. There's no way I'm a camera. There's no feeling like a dilemma. I could build like a world no one had it. And you think of the things you could think about. But a world like the planet died. So I was ready for the surprise. See your mother hold hands when the photo surfaces. See your mother face hang low. And struggle to move the glow. And I'm still misplaced. Not them when I feel my scent with them matters. Feel my own senses scattered, seemingly chattered, filled through the batter. Part of the sister in the dreaming station. I'm the body of frustration, dreaming with the breaks. I'm in a dark place. What you do, you know that? What you do, you go get up. Dry your face in the windows, faster. I spray like a spit take, and I send a blank check. And none of this was real.
My face is the front of shop. My face is the real shop front. My shop is the face I front. I'm real when I shop my face.
Shop is the fix I feel.